Chapter 12. Flora Disappears. The next morning, Mrs. Groves asked me quietly, "Have you written to Lord Henry yet, Catherine?" "Yes, I have," I answered. The letter was still in my pocket. "I was going to give it to one of the servants to post in the village later." Miles and Flora behaved perfectly all morning. I believed they wanted me to forget the tension of the previous day. Miles was particularly nice. He did his lessons with a smile, and his mathematics without any mistakes. It was as if he wanted to show me that he was happy with my lessons. After lunch, Miles sat down and started to play the piano. Flora was reading a book by the window. I sat down and listened to Miles. He played so wonderfully that I lost all sense of time. It was like being under a spell. I don't know how long this lasted, but suddenly I sat up and realized that Flora was not in the room. "Miles, where's Flora?" I asked quickly. "I don't know," answered Miles, and he continued playing. Then he started to play a happy piece of music, as if he wanted to show me he wasn't at all worried about his sister. I got up and went to my room, but Flora wasn't there. I looked in several other rooms, but I didn't find her. "Maybe she's with Mrs. Groves," I thought. But neither Mrs. Groves nor the other servants had seen Flora. Suddenly I knew where she was. "She's with that woman again," I said to Mrs. Groves. "We must find them." "And where's Miles?" Mrs. Groves asked. "Oh, I'm sure he's with Quint now," I answered. "They're in the living room. Their trick was successful. Miles found the most ingenious way to keep me quiet, and Flora escaped with Miss Jessel."
"Ingenious?" Mrs. Groves said.
"Yes," I answered. "He played the piano so beautifully that I was in a kind of trance, and I didn't know what was happening around me. I didn't realize that Flora had left the room. Please come with me, Mrs. Groves. We must find her."
"Are you going to leave Miles alone with Quint?" she asked in a frightened voice.
"Yes, for now," I said with a new confidence. "First we must find Flora, but I'm not frightened of Quint anymore. I'll fight him to protect Miles, and I believe I'll win. Miles wants to get away from him. He wants his uncle to take him from here because of Quint." This reminded me of the letter. And now I took it from my pocket and went to put it on the hall table for one of the servants to take to the post office in the village. Then Mrs. Groves and I walked quickly to the lake. I was convinced that Flora and Miss Jessel were there. I knew from previous visits which part of the lake Flora liked. Ever since I saw Quint and Miss Jessel at the lake, I've been convinced that Flora wanted to return there alone, I explained to Mrs. Groves. And I'm sure that woman will be there too. When we arrived at the lake, Mrs. Groves was happy to see that Flora had not drowned in the water. I realized that something was missing. Every time I had been to the lake before, I had seen a small rowing boat on the water. Now the boat wasn't there. Somebody had taken it.
"Look, Mrs. Groves," I said.
"Someone has taken the boat. Maybe Flora took it across the lake and hid it in the bushes."
"That's impossible," cried Mrs. Groves. "Oh, Catherine, Flora can't move the boat alone. It's a very heavy boat and she's only a child."
"Firstly, I don't believe that she's alone," I said. "And secondly, at times, she isn't a child. She's possessed by another soul. And she's no longer the Flora we know. She's like a mature woman. Don't be frightened, Mrs. Groves. Just follow me."